For nearly 100 years, the Lund Theater has been the center of the town's main street. Even though this is a small town, a decent amount of traffic still makes this their daily route. The movie theater isn't very big and can only show one movie at a time, but that doesn't stop people from loving the history that it holds. Kenny and Susie Kessler owned the theater for about 30 years. About 3 years ago, the Kesslers decided to close down this historical site because major upgrades were needed. Glenn Peterson with Viberg decided to step in, and with the assistance of others, the Historical Lund Theater Association was formed. Peterson is the president, and he says something needed to be done to save this building.
They were talking about maybe closing the theater, so a group of folks in town here, along with the Development Corporation, the Viberg Development Corporation, decided that we would pitch in on that repair on that roof and keep that historic theater going.
Peterson says the town then created a volunteer organization to help raise money for the renovation and at the same time show off a little Danish pride.
The Development Corporation put together a group that we called SVEN, S-V-E-N, and that stands for Strengthening Viberg's Economy Now. And that group became the working arm of the Development Corporation.
Most historical buildings in South Dakota rely on free will donations and fundraisers for upgrades and renovating. The Lund Theater in Viberg isn't any different. Peterson says they held car washes and garage sales, and the donations were enough to save the theater.
A lot of it has been $20, $100, and then bigger. A number of folks pledged over a two-year period of time. We did take pledges over 2 years, and everybody has faithfully kept their pledges.
Peterson has lived in Viberg for only 8 years, but he says he is passionate about the town. He says everyone has a memory of some kind about the historic Lund Theater.
That was one thing we did early on, was have folks reminisce about the first movie or, you know, their first time in the theater, and of course first dates, and kids throwing gumballs from the balcony, and, you know, proposals and just all kinds of fun stuff.
Peterson says the theater was well used and outdated. He says other communities also helped with donations to upgrade the theater.
The seats that were in here were in need of replacement, and we had originally not planned to replace them right away, but when the Carmike Theater in Sioux Falls closed, we contacted them, and they graciously donated as many seats as we wanted to take out.
The Lund Theater is also digital. This new digital projector system runs and sounds like a PC computer system. It's about 2 feet tall and has multiple features. Movies can be projected from online streams, zip files, or even a Blu-ray or DVD disc. Glenn Peterson says this alone cost around $85,000. Total, the SVEN organization raised nearly $160,000 to keep the Lund Theater open for generations to come. This Sunday, the theater is hosting a grand reopening event for the people of Viberg. Peterson says the theater has been closed the last 5 weeks for the majority of the renovation, but up until then, the theater never really closed. He says Sunday's event will give the public a chance to see the changes and begin the process of creating new memories.
Well, on Sunday, we're going to have an open house for about 45 minutes, starting at 1:30, where folks can come in and just see what we've done and tour the facility, and then at 2:15, we're going to have several speakers. We'll have a program, and then we're going to have a ribbon cutting, and then we will show a matinee.
The movie scheduled to run on Sunday is Rio 2, and tickets for the special showing are only $2. Peterson says seeing the smiles on Sunday makes his part in the project worth the effort. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I am Nate Weck in Viberg.